Rosa, we'll just continue a little bit on Nun Zayin with base 57b. We left off at the Tashma. We left off at the Tashma, which is 2, 4, 6 lines up from before it gets wide on Nun Zayin with base. Just to get a few more lines down on the Daf. Tashma. Eid Shahaya Nosun Tachas Akar Benimta Lavdan. If a woman did a bedika, but instead of looking at the bedika cloth immediately, she put it underneath her pillow in order to look at it the next morning. Benimta Lavdan. And she, next morning, she finds dam. She finds blood on the bedika cloth. Im Agol, if it's a round shape of dam, Tahar, then ultimately she's tarve. Mashuch Tame. But ultimately, again, if it's a long line, then ultimately, again, then she is tummy. The idea being that dam doesn't usually come out from a bedika perfectly circular. So therefore, you would attribute it to something else. But if it's a long line, so therefore, that looks more like it would come out of a bedika, then she's tameya. To which the Gemara says, hechi dummy, what's the case? If she had a hargasha, then even if the stain is round, why is she tahora? Rather, unless she didn't have a hargasha. Vikatani mashuch tummy. And yet, what did it say? That if the stain is long, then she's tamea. So you see from here that a woman can become tamei tomas nida even without the hargasha. To which the Gemara said, "The olam the argishe, and the argish in reality she had hargasha." So what's the issue over here? The emar argashas hate havi. What are we concerned about? So we'll say this goes along in the theme that we've seen in the previous cases, where there's something else going inside, going on internally. There's a concern that the hargasha may be masked. So in this case over here, she's doing a bedika. Maybe what she thought was the hargasha of the bedika is really hargashas nida. To which the Gemara says, "Therefore mashuch vaday migufa azul." Therefore, if the stain is long, and therefore, again, the reality is chances are that's from her body, even though it's a safek, we will go ahead and we will say that she's tameh. But if it's round, which does not resemble blood that would come out from a stain, so she is tahora. The Gemara goes on, Tashma, nimsa al shalom. First white line on 57b, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. If after relations, he checks himself, in other words, he wipes himself with a cloth. Nimsal Shalot Tmeim. If he finds blood on his cloth, they're both Tmeim, the Chayav and Karban, and ultimately Chayav and Karban for having relations, although inadvertently with Anida. Nimsal Shalot, what happens if after Bia, she does a Bedika, and she finds blood on her cloth? So it depends when she finds it. Esyom Tmeim, if she did the Bedika immediately, then they're both Tmeim, the Chayav and Karban. Nimsal Shalot, the Achrasman, but if she only did a check sometime later on, then what? Tmeim Misafek, Uptermina Karban. Then ultimately, again, they're Tmeim. Their tummy is safek, but they are parted from the carbon. To which the Gemara says again, "Hey chidami, what's the case? If she had a hargasha, la'achars manamai p'turin. Then ultimately, again, why should she be tar even if she didn't check until later? After all, again, if there was a hargasha, so she should be tmeya. Amai p'turin in a carbon. Elalav d'lo argisha. Rather, I must say there wasn't a hargasha. Vikatani nimsa al shala esyom tmein b'chayav in carbon. So it must be there is no hargasha. But if there's no hargasha, then why does the Braisa say that if she finds blood on her cloth immediately after relations, that she's tameya? After all, we said before that if there's no hargasha, she doesn't become a tummy to masnida. To which the Gemara said, the olam dargisha. In reality, she had a hargasha. But what's the key? So here, same idea as before, ve'imar hargashas shama shaba. So again, the concern over here is that when she finds blood in the aftermath of Bia, so the concern is once again that this is a masked hargasha. That perhaps, again, she really did have hargasha, but what she thought was the sensation of relations was really the sensation ultimately again of a hargasha. Therefore, she's only tmeya misafek. So therefore, if she finds the blood immediately, she'll be tmeya. But if she doesn't find it until later, she will be tahura. Tashma, another case. Nimtzeis ato omer gimel svegos biisha. Turns out, therefore, that you're saying that in reality, there are three different svegos. Three different suffix scenarios. Ultimately, again, when it comes to a woman, what are the three suffix scenarios? So the Gemara explains as follows. Al besara safek tame safek tar. If she finds a stain on her skin, on her body, so if it's a safek, right, what's the halacha? tameh. Ultimately, again, we'll rule stringently with a stain with blood on her body. Al chalukah, if she finds blood on her clothing, safek tameh, safek tar. If you're not sure, again, is she tameh, is she tar? What do we do? Tar. Ultimately, again, we will rule her to be tar. Ubemagos ubehasetos halach achar harov. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi says ubemagos ubehasetos halach achar harov. Isha shalom matza kesem. Vari mechazekes atzma besafek nida kigon shein laveses urigila liros tar. So Rashi explains this case is now switching gears a little bit. This is not a staining case. Rather, again, this is a woman who ultimately bleeds often. She doesn't have a regular vessel, she doesn't have a regular cycle, and she sees very often. So what happens if she goes in and she touches something that is Kodesh, or something that is Tahoros, or she moves something? So we'll say, we don't know, was she in Ida, was she not in Ida? So what do? We go Acharov Yameha. We go after the majority of her days. If the majority of the time she is in Ida, then anything she touched or anything she moved will be Tameh. If the majority of the time she is a Tahora, then anything she touched or anything she moved will remain Tahar. My halach achar harov. So what does this mean? We go after the rov. Lav imrov yamev tmei and tmei. Va'af agav dolo argisha. So it sounds like over here that if she doesn't have a set cycle but she bleeds often, we look as to what her status is the majority of the time. And that's true even if what? Even if she doesn't have a hargasha. So once again, you see from here that a woman can become a nida even without the hargasha, contrary to the opinion of Shmuel, to which the Gemara says, lo. Rather, what it means is as follows. It means if the majority of the time when she is a nida, she has a hargasha, then she'll be tmeah. Because in that case, I will say that what she really did have a hargasha, she was just not cognizant of it. Amar mar, al bisara safek tameh safek tar. Tameh, remember, if she finds blood on her flesh, on her body, and it's a safek, is it tameh tar, will rule her tameh. Al chaluka safek tameh safek tar tar. But if she finds blood on her clothing and we're not sure, is it dam nida dam, or some other type of dam, will rule her to be tar. To which the Gemara says, hechi dami, what's the case? So remember, if she's finding on her clothing, the Mishnah already said, if she finds blood on her clothing from the waist down, we rule that safek tameh. Why would the Braises say over here, tar v'hatinan, minachago lamate tameh, v'michago lamala abisara, and if ultimately, again, we're talking about where she finds this, the blood on her body, if it's from the waist and above, amai tameh, why would she be tameh in that case? After all, v'hatinan, we learned, ra'asa dam al-bisara shalo k'neged beis hatarfa, tohora. Even if a woman finds blood on her body, but that blood is not opposite the makom erva, she is tohora. To which the Gemara says, what's the case? Kigon, sha'avra b'shuk shal tabachim. What's the case? It will say is where she walked through a butcher's market. When she walked through the butcher's market, there's blood everywhere. Al b'sara megufa asayim. If she finds blood on her actual body, so we assume that that blood emanated from her body, not from the butcher's market. Why? Dime ama asay al chaluka mi bayle ishtachuche. Because if the blood really came from the butcher's market, then the blood should have been on her clothing as well as on her skin. Al chaluka, but if she finds blood on her clothing after having walked through the butcher's market, me'ama asi. We could attribute that blood to the butcher's market. Why? Di'imi gufa asa, because if indeed the blood had come from her body, abisara mi boile ishtachuche, then the blood should have appeared on her flesh as well. Another possibility, vibay sema, mechago ulamala. What's the case ultimately again, where even if she finds blood from the above the waist, that she will be tamea? Kigon de is dakra al bisara. Ultimately, she did literally a handstand. Rashi says, zakva atzmalacha reha. She did a handstand. So let's say she did a handstand, she's upside down. Therefore, if she's upside down, therefore what? Vadei migufa asai. Therefore, again, even if she finds blood above the waist, it came from her body. Di'ilme ama asai, because ultimately, again, if it came from outside, meaning not from her body, al-chaluki ba'ilei ishtachuchei. Then ultimately, again, it should have been on her clothing as well. Al chaluka me alma asoy. If she finds the blood on her clothing, it definitely came from the outside. Di imegufa asoy al bisara ibay leishtachuche. Because again, if ultimately, again, it had come from her body, that it shouldn't just be on her clothing, but rather ultimately, again, it should be on her body as well. But what's the point? Why am I bringing down all of these cases? Katani mihas al bisara safek tame safek tar tame. The bottom line is, what the Braisa rules is that if a woman finds blood on her body and she's not sure where that blood came from, while it is true that it depends where on the body it is, nevertheless, even in a case of suffix, she could be tamei. What does that assume? V'afagav delo hirgisha. And the idea ultimately is that what? Even though she did not have a hargasha, she still becomes tamei. V'otinan. So we'll say furthermore again, you know, actually we'll stop over here for today. We'll stop off with this. So just so you understand where we stopped, that we have a statement of Shmuel. Shmuel's telling us, remember Shmuel's case was, she sat down on the ground, she got back up, she finds blood on the ground, she's tahora. Why Shmuel said? Because there was no hargasha. There was no sensation. Therefore, she's not tamei. The Gemara is bringing down all of these cases where ultimately it sounds like she is tamei even in the absence of a hargasha. Even in the absence of a sensation. Especially in this last case over here, the Gemara seems to indicate that halacha lemaisa, if she finds blood on her body, assuming that it's in an area of the body where it could potentially could have come from the makom erva, she is tamea, even though she did not have a hargasha. So mostly we'll stop here, and in the Meir Seshem, in the beginning of tomorrow's daf, we will go ahead and shed new light on the position of Shmuel, which will help to explain all of these cases that were listed here at Amud Beis. Mostly have a wonderful evening. In Meir Seshem, looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow.